Okay.
I mean, the trouble is, imagine if you live there and you've got to write that down every time you're asked for your address. Take you half a year. Mind you, if you ever get stopped for the police for whatever reason, you say, I live in, and then you start that, and I say, just don't do it again.
It's just amazing.
It's incredible. Thank you, Happy Meat. Save has got an interesting one for you as well, Antoine. We'll just see if Dimitrov can close out this opening game, because her catch has won 2 points in a row to get it back to 40-30. Grigor going down the middle, but missing. Oh, no, I clipped the tape, and he's getting another first serve. Again, a whole host of ball boys descend upon the loose ball.
Yeah.
Now Dimitrov's ready. Puts the first serve into the net. And this time just one ball boy emerges from behind the umpire's chair to do the business. Second serve to the backhand of Hurkacz. Cross court straight at Dimitrov, who goes down the line deep. Forehand cross court from Hurkacz. Forehand down the line and missing from Dimitrov.
Yeah, a little bit wide from the sideline. Do you know what happened to the ball boys last night on the Djokovic match?
No.
They had to put the young boys, you know, to tell them to go back home because it was too late, and it was the people in charge of the ball boys that finished the match.
I did not realize that. Wow. Couple of off forehands from Dimitrov going to the backhand of Hurkacz, who's now onto that dangerous forehand, but he's just pulled it wide.
That's a shame, because that's a position that Hurkacz loves, you know. When he turned around his backhand and he has a look to hit his forehand either inside out or inside in. He went inside in, but he missed it wide.
So they had to send the ball boys home. Is that a legal requirement?
Well, and I think it was because it was too late and their parents were waiting for them, so they decided, okay, we...
Yeah. What a night. Oh, what a night.
Oh, yeah.
Forehand to forehand, and Hurkacz drifts long. Dimitrov manages to hold. Hannah Klugman won the first set on court 12 against Luna Maria Sinali of Argentina. Early stages of the second there. And I note that Oliver Bonding, another very talented young British junior, is poised to start his first round match on court 5 against Gustavo Ribeiro de Almeida of Brazil. Now, Saif says, Antoine, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Yannick Noah and Andre Agassi, both former Roland Garros champions, being named as the captains of Team Europe and Team World, respectively, for next year's Labour Cup. How might they affect the way these teams play or the tournament overall? Probably good to see a change in that regard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, but I have to say that it's been, you know, a bit more time that Yannick has been away, you know, from, you know, the game of tennis, you know, like the way people play. And so maybe that Andre Agassi has more, you know, like, it's more like of a feel, you know, of how tennis is played nowadays. And so that, I would say that maybe that gives a little bit edge on the tactical part for Team USA. But on the other side, on the other hand, Yannick has been such a great captain, Davis Cup captain, former Fed Cup captain, now Beijing Cup, of course. But I think that Yannick has the feel and has a way to motivate his players like no other guy has. So that would be interesting to see.
Dimitrov has hit an unusual forehand winner off his return to the first serve he'd received from Hubie Hurkacz. So it's love 15. And now Hurkacz is going down the line to the slice backhand. In comes Hurkacz with a good angled volley. Oh, my word. Well, I thought for a minute there that Dimitrov is going to get lucky with the net cord, but the ball bounces back his side as he tries to pass the big pole. The match in front of us on Philippe Chatrier has just finished. Zhang and Arevalo have won a match tiebreak by 10 points to 6 against Matek Sands and Austin Krajicek. It's in the mixed doubles, of course. Big serve from Hurkacz and full stretch. Dimitrov can't control his return. And Arvind, who's now gone away to translate your book, Antoine, says he'll do his best. He also says, by the way, I feel that if Yannick was still playing, then he and Ons Jabeur would make for a lovely mixed doubles team. Oh. There'd be creativity all over the court.
True.
Yeah, what a team that would be.
Great volley.
Hello to Luke. Come back to his email in a moment as the slice return on the backhand side from Dimitrov brings her catch forward, but he comes up with a nice little touch of his own to win the point and the game, and he levels things up at one game apiece. Luke says, my sister lives in Canada and she has a great place that makes us chuckle near her. Oh, no, no, I can't. I can't say that on air, Luke, unfortunately. Well, I could, but now I'll check that first. He also wishes Oliver Bonding, who trained at their club, Little Aston, before the tournament, the best of luck. Okay, well, we'll keep you up to speed with Ollie, who's about to start his match. I'm not sure about that name, though. Have a look, Antoine. Dimitrov has gone long with his forehand, first point of his second service game. It's a lake. I'll spell it out. M-I-N-N-E.
I know. I know what you're trying to make
me say. I'm leaving it at that.
To make me say.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you say it. Listen, it's a name, it's a place. We're not being rude. That's how you spell it. And I'll leave you all around the world to say it out loud. M-I-N-N-E-W-A-N-K-A.
I've been living 4 years in the U.S., so I know that.
You know that place?
No, I don't know that place, but I know some words.
I bet you know some words. Oh, a couple of lovely touches from Dimitrov at the net. Yeah, well, brilliant defending amazing. From Hurkacz. Back goes Dimitrov. High ball, Hurkacz is smashed. Oh. Dimitrov's going to get that back. Even higher ball. Another smash for Hurkacz. Dimitrov's going to get that back. Oh, and finally, an extraordinary point is one with an angled forehand volley at the net from the pole.
Love 30 after an amazing point.
0-30.
Where both players showed their amazing physical conditions. Both players are just great athletes. Both in their own way, you know, like Hurkacz is more like a powerful guy, you know, but that moves well, as I said it before. And, I mean, Dimitrov's movement on the court is just amazing.
Merci.
But Dimitrov in danger. Love 30.
He is in danger, indeed, at love 30, you're right, and missing his first serve as well. C'est dangereux.
Exactly.
Pour le Bulgare.
Bulgare.
Second serve to the backhand of Hurkacz. Flourishing one-hander across court from Dimitrov, and now he plays the forehand to the other side. It's a slice back into play, and oh, that's a brilliant backhand from Dimitrov.
He's been doing this sequence so well where he sees the shorter ball and he comes get it, and you know, he just takes time out of his opponent, and he came to with this one-handed backhand cross court to punish Hurkacz. 15-30, great play by Grigor Dimitrov.
Merci.
Lizzie in Utah's testing us with a name in a moment. Dimitrov, one all, 15-30. First serve goes into the net. Pretty quick, Dimitrov, between points. In position again, waiting just a second for the ball boy to get back in his place. There's a slice backhand, and it just drifts long, and that gives Kuby Hurkacz a couple of break points early on here. Thanks to Alex as well, who has sent us a link, Antoine, so that later we can find out much more about that Welsh town name.
I found a picture of that Welsh name where there is actually the pronunciation of it, so we'll work on that.
Oh, the rude one. Yeah, okay.
Two break points facing Dimitrov. One saved by great serve, 205 kilometers an hour down the tee, 30-40.
Encouraging himself, as you can hear. Serious look on the face of QB. A frown.
Yeah.
Way back, waiting for this first serve from Dimitrov. It's long. So now he'll just step forward a pace or two. Let's see how close to the baseline he gets for the second serve. Well, not too far back.
Big kick serve.
Lunge backhand. Now the forehand. Dimitrov runs around to play the off forehand, the double hander into Dimitrov's forehand corner. Now he's slicing on the backhand again. Shorter angle, slice back by Hurkacz, deep to the backhand of Dimitrov. And that ball floated but lands inside the baseline. More pace on the backhand, but now a slice again from Dimitrov. Forehand cross court from Hurkacz. Forehand down the middle of the court from Dimitrov. Slicing again is Dimitrov. So too is Hurkacz. Real game of mobile chess, this one. More slice from Hurkacz. Forehand cross court from Dimitrov. Lofted forehand from Hurkacz. Now is he going to wind up for a big forehand? He is. Dimitrov gets to that. He's there again. He's playing a drop shot on the backhand side. In comes Hurkacz. He slides the ball across the court. Is it in? No, it's just wide. Wow, what a point.
Yeah. And that's going to get the crowd going as well, because it was such a beautiful point from both players.
Yeah,
they maneuvered each other, you know, during this point. Such, it's going to be such a tactical match. 29 shots last ready. Amazing. And we are deuce.
And don't forget, four of their previous five encounters have gone to a final set tiebreak. Dimitrov has a 5-0 record, but there's never much between them. Serving now to the forehand of Hurkacz. Back goes Dimitrov for the off forehand. Now he's going to play a slice backhand to the forehand of Hurkacz. Dimitrov goes across court with a flat forehand. He's got a shorter ball now, and he plays an off forehand winner.
Avantage Dimitrov.
Even though Dimitrov made the last point, you know, it's a bit out of breath, huh? Because he has to work to get this game point.
He's not the only one out of breath. Ball by ball commentary when you have 29 shot rallies.
It's amazing.
Get quite tiring. 6 minutes for this third game of the first set. Dimitrov with a game point. Getting lots of reaction from the likes of Happy Me and others who cannot believe the name of this place in Anglesey. Second serve, forehand off returns wide, and Dimitrov manages to hold, having faced a couple of break points. So well done to him. How would you start? It's Lanfair Buigen Gully Gogori Churi Nundrob Willanti Silio Gogo Goch. Last bit's easy. Last bit's just G-O-G-O-G-O-C-H. So that's got to be Gogo Goch. Rest of it's impossible.
The 4L part, you know, in a row, that's something.
Yeah, it's just wrong, plain wrong. Okay, Lizzie's got a test for both of us, and she could be the judge. She says Utah, where she comes from, has some really interesting names, people and places. Now, she's given us a town, which is an hour from Salt Lake City, and it's spelt T-O-O-E-L-E. She says, I bet neither of you can pronounce that correctly. So I'll let you find it. It's T-O-O-E-L-E, a town an hour from Salt Lake City.
Reprise.
I'll go first. T-O-O-E-L-E has to be pronounced... Tool. Tool, I'm going with.
You're going with two? Okay. With Tool?
Yeah.
I'm going with... I think maybe you have to... To pronounce that E, so maybe it's Tuli.
Oh,
Tuli.
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 Lizzie, report back, please. Which of us
Lizzie
are closer?
In with that.
Yeah, and give us.
As Corentin Moutet is warming up on Philippe Chatrier with his coach Petar Popovic.
Shall I lean out the window and tell him what percentage of a chance of victory you gave him a bit earlier?
What do you give him?
I'm going to give him more than you did. You gave him 5% chance.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll say 6.
All right.
And by the way, Lizzie, when you give us the answer, please spell it phonetically so we know exactly which of us are closer. Hurkacz, 1-2, 15 love, misses with his first serve. Anna Klugman still on serve at 2-all in the second set, but she's a set-up against Luna Maria Sinali of Argentina in our featured girls singles match out on court 12. Lots of slice on the backhand there from Hurkacz.
Oh,
and then he flattens out his forehand too much.
Went for too much. Exactly.
That's
the thing when, you know, you have to play a low ball, is that you need to, of course, use your legs and push on them to, you know, to get that ball, but you tend to push up and not to push through your strike. So that's when you end up, you know, missing long, it's when you push up.
Once again, sir.
Well, that's an ace from her catch. I apologise for fixating on the British juniors, but for obvious reasons, they're the ones that I know. And we have another.
Of course.
Mika Stoy. She's got a difficult name, actually. Stoy Stavlovic.
Just out, just wide.
Yeah, he's just missed that serve. Mika Stoy Stavlovic is about to play against Elizara Yaneva. Dimitrov's complaining about the call.
No, he's just explaining where.
Yeah, he's confirming that the call was right. Hubie's happy. 30-15. Slice backhand reply from Dimitrov. The off forehand from her catch. Slice down the line now from Dimitrov, but he sliced it long.
There's a French junior that is about to come on court 7 called Charlie Camus. And there's an interesting about him is that he was Australian until December 2023. He just switched nationality because he felt that he had more chance to make it as a French player. So he's officially French since January of this year.
Okay. Dimitrov's gone long, so two games also. Obviously, with the name Camus, there's plenty of French heritage.
Yeah, there's a...
Well, can I just say that he's playing, sorry to be personal for a moment, he's playing a guy called Peter Brunklik, the number 10 seed from the Czech Republic, and he was the boy who beat my son in the final round of qualifying at Wimbledon last year. I'm over it! Peter.
Let's...
Good luck, mate. You ruined our lives last summer, but it doesn't matter anymore. Oh, Lucas had the therapy, the treatment. My wife's just about recovered. It's a brutal sport. He's a good player, that Peter. Of course, he is the 10th seed. So that's another match we'll keep an eye on court 7. Backhand reply off balance from Hurkacz. Now he's mishitting a forehand into the net. So Dimitrov, 15 love, 2 all. As Mute goes through his paces down below, looking really deflated as news comes to him that Antoine Beneteau's given him only a 5% chance of beating Jannik Sinner tonight. He was threatening to pack his bags and go home before even playing the match. And then he said, no, I will show that Antoine.
I hope that he will. Because he's such an amazing player, Corentin. What he's able to do, you know, with his craft and his hands and his whole character with the crowd. And the French just loves him. And they are right to do so because he's giving them such a great time since the beginning of this tournament.
Jody's come up with the phonetical pronunciation of that ridiculous place in Wales.
Okay.
Still pretty impossible to say, even when you see it phonetically. I'll give it a go in a moment. Thank you, Jody. Dimitrov serves to the backhand. He's at 30 love. And, it's a little bit of an untidy game from both players, this. Wild forehand from Dimitrov. We'll have to wait to the end of the game because obviously saying that name takes up about 90 seconds.
It takes a whole game.
It does. It could take it takes almost as long as a match between Iga Świątek and Anastasia Potapova. Lasted 40 minutes if you weren't with us early today. Love and love for the world number one. That's a good serve from Dimitrov. And on the stretch on the forehand side, her catch is unable to get the ball back into play.
That match was the second fastest match at the French Open between women. You happen to know what the first one is.
I do, because Sophie Amiak tested me earlier. It was the 1988. I think it was 88, wasn't it? Final between Steffi Graf and Natasha Zvereva.
34 minutes.
Backhand from Hurkacz. The off forehand from Dimitrov. Deep from Hurkacz. The play continues. Slice down the backhand from Dimitrov. Hurkacz going forward now to try and get to a drop shot. He can't get there in time. Well disguised.
Dimitrov.
Another hold. 5 games in here. On serve. Hurkacz and Dimitrov.
Imagine you're a bit tense, you know, about playing a French Open final, and 34 minutes later, you just won it. That's nice, no?
Well, it's nice. It's nice for you. It's horrendous for your opponent, and it's underwhelming for all the spectators who paid an awful lot of money to come and watch the final of Roland Garros.
That's true.
But these things happen. Okay, here's one for you, though. If I gave you the choice, Antoine, you can either get to a semi-final, play really well, and lose 7-6 in the fifth after 5 hours, or you can get to the final and lose love and love in 34 minutes. What do you choose?
of course, the final. Because you make final of a Grand Slam, even though you're, of course, you maybe you feel a bit of shame, you know, like, you know, ridiculous on the moment, but nothing can take away, you know, I made final of a Grand Slam. It's just...
Oh, please.
Just, I mean, that's my...
No, fair point. Enough. I think I'd agree with you.
But, of course, it's...
I just tell everybody that I actually had terrible food poisoning on the day. I'd eaten a strawberry sandwich that Antoine had given me just before, and that's why I could only last 34 minutes. Now, this name, phonetically, apparently, is Landvier Pul Gwyn Gil Gorg I Quyen Drob Uli Landi Silio Gor Gor Gotch. It's easy when you know how.
Yeah. That sounds sexy.
Well.
And...
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
The we have the pronunciation with this place in Utah.
Ah.
I'm the closest.
Yeah, you are. I'll come to that in a minute from Lizzie as Dimitrov on the slide on the forehand side goes wide and her catch goes to 30. Love serving at 2-3. They pronounce T-O-O-E-L-E as...
Twyla.
Twyla.
Twiller.
Twiller. Well, Leslie's been in touch and says my grandson and his wife live in Twiller, and he says it's pronounced Twiller. Twiller. So we've got controversy now, Lizzie and Leslie. It's Lizzie versus Leslie for the right pronunciation of Twiller, or Tool, as I called it. Somewhere near Salt Lake City. Twiller. I thought you did pretty well, to be honest.
And both Tsitsipas brothers are on, playing doubles.
Ah.
What do you think about Stefanos Tsitsipas playing doubles and mixed doubles?
You know what? There's two answers to that, as the backhand from Dimitrov is then sent wide on the forehand side by Hurkacz. On the one hand, you think, Stefanos, are you not jeopardizing your chances of getting your first Grand Slam singles title? On the other, I think love conquers all, and he's playing mixed with his... girlfriend, he's playing doubles with his brother. Good luck to him, I say. Hurkacz clips the top of the tape and the ball flies long. 2-3, 40-15. Hannah Klugman's a breakup in the second set now against Luna Maria Sinali, having won the first by 6-4. Slice backhand from Hurkacz. The backhand into the net as Dimi goes across court.
And we are 3-3. There's another French player... on the junior draw that is on court 9 called Thomas Forel. And the funny thing about it is he's the nephew of Jean-Christophe Forel, who is Coco Gauff's coach.
Ah, all these connections.
Yeah.
I must say hello to Will, who's in Norfolk. Backhand return from Hurkacz, the forehand from Dimitrov, and then he just watches as Hurkacz's forehand goes over his head and beyond his baseline. Now, Will is the winner of the 2024 Bale Open. And Bale is a place not too far from Norwich in East Anglia. It's a village of 130 people, including 5 tennis players. So it's not the biggest title in the world to win, but he won it. I guess that they had a pretty short tournament with five players taking part. But, hey, listen, you've still got to beat the other four, or at least a couple of them, depending on whether it was a round-robin event or not. So well done, Will. They're looking for a sponsor for next year. Good luck.
And you're talking about connections, but Charlie Camus has nothing to do with Albert.
Ah, yes, I was wondering about that. No, okay. That would be a cool connection, wouldn't
it? Yeah, that would.
Dimitrov, 3-30, love. Sir Christopher of Bowers has arrived, and I understand that he was a superstar. I heard his boss saying that Chris shone for many, many hours on television last night. He did not just the match that finished at 3 a.m, but he had to do the Dimitrov one earlier as well. Slice on the forehand from Hurkacz. In comes Dimitrov. He's going to play a little volley, but Hurkacz is going to get to that. He puts it over the head of Dimitrov. No, he doesn't. Dimitrov extends his right arm and puts away a very impressive overhead to go to 40-love.
40-love. And we are in the NBA Finals, you know, time of the year, and that was kind of an NBA move that he did, you know, like a dunk, reverse dunk, you know, behind his back. Just amazing by Dimitrov. 3 game points to be up 4-3 in that first set against Hurkacz.
I'm looking forward to getting Chris to pronounce that place in Wales when he sits down. And he's tired after his 12 hours yesterday, and that's probably the last thing he wants to do, so we'll get him to do it.
Of course.
Richard says that the place sounds like a Norwegian shipping forecast. Which is about right. 3-all, 40-love. Dimitrov to the backhand of Hurkacz. Cross-court return. Sliced low by Dimitrov and then sliced on the forehand into the net by Hurkacz. What's he just said something to the umpire, I think, as Dimitrov he went to sit down there, Dimitrov. But he's fine. We're on serve. And we're keeping up to speed with a couple of the junior matches. Hannah Klugman was a breakup in the second set. She's been pegged back now by Luna Maria Sinali. So 3-all in the second. We're looking at Charlie Camu, who has switched nationalities from Australia to France. About to get underway against Peter Brunklik, the number 10 seed from the Czech Republic, and Oliver Bonding of Great Britain, who's being cheered on by at least one of our correspondents because Oliver warmed up for this tournament at their club at Little Aston. He's just started against Gustavo Ribeiro de Almeida. Mr. Cambers is back for more. So we've got the two marathon men from last night. Yeah. One was on the radio all night, the other was on TV. I must just say how pleasant it was to lie in bed listening to Simon Canvas. Turning Good over, please. Having a couple of hours sleep. I'll just see if it's still going on. Oh, yes, it is. Go back to sleep for another hour and a half. Oh, they're still there. Very rude to chuckle like that in bed, isn't it? But what a great professional effort. And Gigi was there until the last ball, and she was back this morning. And it's part of it, but we are very lucky to be covering an event like this.
Did she go for a run this morning? No.
She said that she thought about it.
And then she
thought
said
it would be bad for
it
her
would
health.
Be madness.
No, but then you know what she did? She said she did 30 minutes of physical exercise
of
in her bedroom.
Of course she did.
So the mind conjures all sorts of things, doesn't it? But anyway, forehand inside in into the net from Hurkacz. We've got the boys ready to take over from us, so we'll start to do our packing up. But you, Simon and Chris, you must have another go at this name. And if you weren't listening a bit earlier, I'll leave it up there for you. And it's a true place in Anglesey. And luckily, Jody has given us the... Chris knows it. He says it's a railway station. Gosh, by the time you've asked for a ticket there, you've missed 3 trains. Hurkacz, 3-4, love 15. Is he going to be put under a bit of pressure? Well, that's a very good forehand that he's hooked deep into Dimitrov's forehand corner, and he can't get the ball back into play.
Well, I'm going to... Are we being replaced?
I think we're gradually going to be replaced. If you surreptitiously take off your headphones...
I will.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if Simon and Chris heard it, but here's the evidence.
That's
going to be
tonight.
Tweeted. He ate some of the strawberry sandwich, and he's been feeling a little bit queasy ever since. That's from the bread. Yes. Yes. The 8-day-old bread. 5-day-old strawberry. We've been talking... Sophie Amiak hates the term the throw-up. Well, it might be appropriate with Antoine shortly.
Antoine, the hospital nearby is it's okay. Embrasse Poiret, yes, I've been there a couple of times. It's okay.
Thanks to Antoine, and, thank you very much for listening to me wither on for the last couple of hours. I shall leave you in the much more capable hands with the score Hurkacz, 3-4, than 30-15. I think it's going to be 40-15. So, Christopher, great work last night. Simon, I doff my cap to you guys and enjoy the next hour and a half.
Thank you. Well, we had good material to work with, is all I can say.
Well, I'm just glad Gigi was doing ball by ball. That's all I'm glad.
Yes. Yes, it was one of those days where I was quite relieved to be doing TV rather than radio. But, hey, we'll be talking about it for years. It was just one of those amazing days. And, you know, so many of my friends are so envious that I have this badge around my neck that allows me to go to Grand Slams. And
not envious that you're up till 3:30.
No, they probably weren't. But, you know, they won't be envious because I'll be boring them in the tennis club bar.
You'll probably find they weren't even watching or listening. They'd be like, "What? Where have you been for 2 weeks?"
Yes, they probably will, actually. In fact, they're saying that already. Can you play a club match next Tuesday? No, there's Roland Garros going on.
Well, Eurostar's quite good. You could pop back and...
Of course, yes. Get the club to pay for the Eurostar train. Don't think that's going to work somehow. Forehand from Dimitrov, cross-court to the forehand of Hurkacz. Forehand Dimitrov down the line. Backhand Hurkacz, cross-court. Dimitrov goes down the line, but nets... And Hurkacz levels at four games all. How are you doing, Simon?
I'm good. I'm all right. Not too bad. I've had lots of coffee today.
Yes. So have I.
Yeah, I've got a slightly lighter... No, it's all right. I'm just knowing that I'm not on the night session, even though I think tonight will be fairly straightforward. That's relaxed me nicely.
I think tonight will be a great atmosphere for at least one set.
Mute will have some fun. Yeah. He'll cause some interesting moments, but... I think Sinners. It's one of those, he's got too much power, he's too good. That, but it will be a good atmosphere, as you say.
That is my feeling about it as well. Right.
You need to pronounce that name.
What, Llanfairpwllgwyngi?
Not as easy as it looks, is it?
Llanfairpwllgwyngi Gwrgeri, Quintroblin, Llantysilio Gogogoch. I think I may have missed a syllable in the middle of that.
I'm not going to contradict you. I only know the beginning and the end of it.
But, it's actually descriptive. It means something like the church by the brook, in the shade of a tree, by the church dedicated to St. Cecilio. I forget what the Gogogoch means, but...
I mean, what you just said could be absolute nonsense, couldn't it? You may have just made that up.
No, well, it's not strictly accurate, but it's not far off. Don't forget, I grew up looking into North Wales. My bus ride to school saw me look into Wales on a clear day. I mean... So in the northwest of England. So it was, we used to do day trips to all sorts of places, and therefore we got used to these North Welsh names. And they were great. We used to sort of be able to say the sign, Llwybr Cyhoeddus. Do you know what Llwybr Cyhoeddus is?
No.
It's a public footpath.
Good to know.
There you go. You see it all over the place. So, we used to do regular trips into Cymru, which is Wales.
Yeah.
Serve volley from Dimitrov, and that's not going to win in the point, but a 40 love, he could afford it. In fact, long shift yesterday was doing the Dimitrov-Bergs match, which they moved to Philippe Chatrier. And it was fascinating actually seeing Dimitrov, who plays a similar game to Lorenzo Musetti. Musetti has so much more bite on his slice and whip on his one-handed backhand.
Yeah, it's vicious.
And it made me realise, actually, that Dimitrov hasn't got as much firepower as I'd assumed he had.
Well, I think that's one of the things that stopped him maybe winning a Grand Slam. He doesn't have the actual power that some of these guys have. He doesn't have the big... He doesn't really have a big weapon. He's got a beautiful game to watch. His backhand's lovely. Yeah. His forehand's aggressive. His serve can be up and down, but he moves well and all that stuff. But he doesn't have a big weapon. Whereas I think Musetti's backhand is out of this world.
It is out of this world. It's not quite as fluent as Dimitrov's, but it's far more effective.
Yeah, it's flatter, isn't it? He can really crack it.
Yes, absolutely. And he was worrying Djokovic yesterday. I know Djokovic took a bit of time off. What's Marcus Buckland been doing? He's sort of standing with the bulk of his body between you and me.
He's putting out another... Have you actually said this already? He spelt it. This is from Luke. He says, still loving the commentary from you all. My sister lives in Canada. She has a great place that makes us chuckle near her. It's Lake Minnie, as in Minnesota. And I'm not going to say it on air, but it would be like Willy Wonka, but with an A instead of the O. Reprise. So if it was a night session, we'd probably go straight to it, let's face it. I mean, there are all sorts of great names and great words, great places in Britain full of all these interesting titles.
The English language is not exactly known for the consistency of its orthography.
Nope.
I mean, you know, what do the non-English speakers make of the O-U-G-H's?
Oh, God.
It's about five or six different versions
of them. Or as poor Antoine tried to pronounce Leicestershire the other day. That was a debacle.
Or offer people Worcestershire sauce.
Well, yep, exactly.
I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. Forehand from Hurkacz, the forehand of Dimitrov, down the line from Hurkacz, sliced from Dimitrov into the net. He was aware of Hurkacz coming in and was therefore looking to slice the ball at Hurkacz's feet.
One of the things I wrote this morning was a piece about Hurkacz, because I spoke to him, in Monte Carlo this year, and we talked a lot about grass for a different piece, but also a little bit about clay, and he said that he doesn't really feel he needs to make many changes to his game.
For clay?
Yeah, well, because this is the thing. Some players get really sort of stuck in thinking that they've got to make big changes and change the way they play. They change their natural style. But his natural style, you know, very aggressive, big serve. He said, you make some nuances and stuff, but generally stick to what you know is his way of playing on this surface. And I think that's a good idea. I mean, he's got the best serve. He's hit more aces than anybody else here.
Well, that's what Sharapova worked out. She tried to play on clay, realised she couldn't, so she said, right, I'm going to play a hard court game on clay.
But I think the difference, I mean, she learned how to move on clay when she couldn't do it at first, whereas Hurkacz grew up on freezing cold indoor clay courts in Poland, mostly playing indoor on clay. So he said he wouldn't know it from my results up until this year. But he did win a tournament in Estoril earlier this year, so he's one of the few players he's won on every surface. He's got a very all-round game.
Yes, but he's actually now in a little bit of trouble because serving to stay in the first set, he's a 15-30.
I mean, this has got five sets written all over it.
It has. I get the sense that Hurkacz could be the dark horse from the bottom half of the draw. I mean, we've got a quarterfinal already of Alcaraz against Tsitsipas. Sinner's probably going to beat Mute later on.
Yep.
It's an ace from Hurkacz.
That's what Hurkacz does.
He does, absolutely. I did an interview with him last year in Vancouver when I was just trying to get him to talk about his volleys.
Mm.
And he said, well, yes, but I only really use them in doubles. I said, yeah, but you've got very good volleys. Could you not use more of them in singles? Well, I don't. And I thought, yes, I know, but...
You're right, he's got very good volleys, I think.
He's got some of the best volleys. His serve volleying is really good, but you only tend to see it in doubles.
Yeah, I mean, at Wimbledon, he will come forward.
Yes, he will. And people sort of think of him as having got to the semi-finals because Federer faded in the quarters, which, of course, Federer did, but Hurkacz was worth his place there.
Yeah, he deserved to be in the semis. Look at that, he's finishing off with another ace. I mean, I think Federer, that was when he knew his knee was never going to be up to it ever again, and he said he felt awful, as we know. But Hurkacz played out of this world in that match.
Yes.
Best match he's ever played.
Well, because he was very much up for it, wasn't it? Wimbledon quarterfinal.
Yeah, we're having played here, got to the fourth round and then pulled out to protect himself.
Yes, Federer, that's right. He played that night match.
Yeah, against Dominic Kupfer, was it?
Kupfer, yes.
Yeah, won it.
And then withdrew the next day.
Yeah, that was a strange one.
It was. Dimitrov serving down the centre, backhand return. Forehand from Dimitrov to the backhand of Hurkacz. Forehand Dimitrov cross court. Hurkacz is there with his down the line. Backhand from Dimitrov at the middle of the court. Backhand Hurkacz. They're just trading punches at the moment until Dimitrov nets. There was a case when Tom Gorman played Stan Smith in Barcelona. I think it was 1974, could have been 73, at the Masters. And Gorman felt his back go. And he thought, I might still be able to win this match. And he realised I think it was the fifth set, he thought, I could win this match, but there's no way I can, you know, it's going to get worse.
Can't play tomorrow, yeah.
So he got to match point and retired.
So is that where that tradition came from?
I don't know whether the tradition came. I thought that was a tradition at clubs. If you sort of
juniors, especially.
Yeah, if you've got something in the diary.
Yeah, that's...
It's left over from the amateur days, but it's hardly ever been used in the professional era.
No, very rarely.
I thought of it when Nadal was beating Taylor Fritz in the quarterfinals at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
We could see that Nadal, if he won that match, there was serious doubt whether he'd be able to play a semi, and he didn't.
I suppose they just don't know. They have a day off. They could, you know, they could wake up and feel better. They just, they can't risk it. But yeah, it was usually when you're playing sort of like five events at one junior tournament.
Yes.
And you've got to go out with your mum shopping next day, so you can't play in the mixed.
Correct.
So whatever.
So you
get to match point and then go, sorry.
Retire.
Yeah. Sorry, mate.
Well, Dimitrov's just hit a forehand wide, a fairly comfortable one.
Here we go, come on.
And you, the voice you hear there is Danny Valverde. He's back with Danny Valverde as his coach. And it's fascinating now they've got the coaches mic'd up to hear the kind of things that Valverde is saying. I was listening to a lot of them during his match against Zizou Bergs yesterday. Dimitrov serves down the centre, forehand return. Forehand from Dimitrov will go cross court. Hurkacz is there. Backhand from Dimitrov, cross court. Hurkacz will slice this one. Dimitrov should cut this off, and he does. Nice volley.
Now, Marcus has put a picture of that half-eaten sandwich by Antoine on the Twitter feed. And so anyone who wants to look at it could look at the Radio Roland Garros feed and find it. And I'm going to retweet it because it's so disgusting.
Can I suggest you look at it after your supper?
Well, it looks totally fine on the picture.
It puts you... Well, I've seen the real thing.
Well, yes. But if you look at the picture, you'd think it was a really nice-looking piece of bread. But it isn't.
No, well... 15-40, Dimitrov serves into the net. Second serve. From the Bulgarian. Backhand from Hurkacz. Backhand Dimitrov, cross court. Backhand Hurkacz. Dimitrov slices up the middle. Forehand from Hurkacz. It's a short ball. Dimitrov plays a drop shot. Hurkacz will get there. Goes down the line. Dimitrov should pass him. Hurkacz cuts it off. Dimitrov gets a racket to it. Throws up the lob. It'll be... Oh, it lands just inside the baseline. Backhand from Hurkacz. It's long. And Hurkacz is furious with himself. He should have smashed that. Instead of which he let it drop and it was in.
It was in a slightly awkward... I mean, it was deep in the court, wasn't it? In the backhand corner. So it was a tough smash, but he was thinking it was going to go wide. And it was a little bit fortunate from Dimitrov. Yeah, it would have been a... I mean, he's a good smasher of the ball. He probably would have backed himself to take it, but he obviously thought it was going out.
Yeah, tight moment.
Quite rude to regret that.
Yes, indeed. So two break points saved. Here is a third. This is for Hurkacz to serve for the first set. Five all. 30-40. Dimitrov has missed his first serve. The second serve is to the backhand of Hurkacz. Dimitrov slices. Hurkacz waits and runs around his backhand. Backhand from Dimitrov is more aggressive. Backhand cross court from Hurkacz. It's backhand to backhand at the moment. Dimitrov will slice this one. Hurkacz will go back to the backhand, but Dimitrov's run round. It goes up the forehand wing. Hurkacz cross court is long. And Dimitrov has saved all three break points.
It's a good play from Dimitrov. He's had such a great year, Dimitrov. Been through a lot of these tough situations in matches. This is where it's interesting. The head-to-head between these two is 5-0. Dimitrov. A lot of close matches. Four of them have finished 7-6 in the third. So if it comes to a tight match, he's going to have a lot of belief that... And maybe Hurkacz doesn't believe he can beat him, so he thinks, well, I can do this. Coming through tough moments.
Yep. I'll pick up on what I was saying about what Valverde was shouting out to Dimitrov. Dimitrov serves and hits a lovely forehand into the open wing.
Avantage.
Basically, he was saying all sorts of things like, hit through the ball, come on, go for it. And I'm thinking, this is what you say to a junior.
Yep, it's very basic, it's very simple.
It is very simple, but it makes me wonder whether whether Dimitrov's confidence is incredibly fragile and that Valverde just feels he has to be constantly lifting his man.
Well, I think they've been together for quite a while, off and on.
They'll know each other.
He obviously knows what he responds to.
Yeah. Forehand from Dimitrov, cross court. Forehand from Hurkacz down the line. Backhand Dimitrov goes cross court. Hurkacz with his two-hand and nets it. That was a poor set of points from Hubert Hurkacz. As you said, Simon, he may well live to regret it.
So their five meetings, as I said, they finished 7-6 in the fourth four times. They have played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tie breaks. and Dimitrov's won all of them.
Yes, that's amazing. But you see, I find that Hurkacz should have done more than he has. He's... I just don't think he believes in himself, doesn't trust himself as often as he should.
Well, it's at the highest level, isn't it? When you get to these kinds of matches against the biggest players, does he believe that he can make that next step up? He's already top 10. But is he going to be competing for Grand Slam titles? Mental fragility is a question, or his mental strength is a question. Certainly there are moments when it feels like he's fragile in that area.
Richard has suggested that the translation from the Welsh of that long Welsh station is by the brook, next to the bridge, near the pub, opposite Morrison's, near the skip, by the bus stop, in front of the chip shop, often regretted by Coco Gauff. Very good, Richard. Enjoyed that one.
And Jody's actually put the proper translation.
Which is St Mary's Church in the hollow of the White Hazel near a rapid whirlpool and the Church of St Cecilio near the Red Cave. I knew the Church of St Cecilio was in there. That's why you get the two hlans. Hlan means church. So it starts off with Hlanvaya, and there's the Hlan Cecilio in the middle. Hurkacz serving for the first set to go into the tiebreak. Well, as we know, he hasn't got a particularly good record against Dimitrov in tiebreaks. Hurkacz out wide. Slice return is wide.
Both of them, their career tiebreak records are very similar in percentage-wise. 117-112 for Hurkacz, 187-172 for Dimitrov. And for Hurkacz, who's got that great serve, that's a surprisingly low percentage.
Yeah, absolutely. Serves out wide and ace. And we are a point away from the tiebreak.
When he's on his game, I mean, there's no question he can win any tournament, I'd say. And also, I think when you think about, because we think about grass and Wimbledon being his best surface.
40 love, he serves out wide, missed it.
It's often the case that a player who does well at Roland Garros, but who's not expected to, then goes and does very well at Wimbledon.
The confidence of winning.
Yeah.
Backhand return is sliced by Dimitrov. It's a drop shot picked up by Hurkacz. Dimitrov will put that away.
Whoa, cheek of it. Drop shot return.
Yeah, 40 love.
Yeah, nice, on to Kenza.
Well, he came back from love 40 down in the last game, did the Bulgarian.
Played it well.
Played it extremely well.
Sort of thing you hate as a server, though. Someone drop shots your serve back.
Yeah. 40-15, Hurkacz serves. The return is onto the baseline. Forehand Hurkacz, the forehand of Dimitrov. Backhand Hurkacz up the line, misses. And again, Hurkacz in trouble.
Yeah,
and starting to get very irritated. And Craig Boynton, his coach, just says, keep it calm. Keep it cool.
Bang an ace.
Which is probably what Hubie needs to hear at the moment.
Yeah, it's just getting a little bit...
wearing an orange shirt that's pretty much the same colour as the clay. Cream shorts, black socks, sort of bluish shoes, bluish grey. There's the ace. We were waiting for it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic serve.
Si je pas tu, je décisif.
As I said, he'd hit 46 aces in his four matches beforehand. So that's, you know, two and a half free games, three free games a match.
Six games all.
Right, so can he win his first tiebreak against Dimitrov?
Yeah. Dimitrov will start us. He's at the President's Box end. Serves just too long. President's Box, which doesn't generally see the President, except when a French player is playing. Second serve is to the backhand of Hurkacz. Backhand Dimitrov is sliced, pushing Hurkacz back. Hurkacz goes into out. Forehand Dimitrov down the forehand wing of Hurkacz. It goes cross court. Forehand Dimitrov, backhand Hurkacz. Backhand from Dimitrov, cross court to the backhand of Hurkacz. Dimitrov will now slice this one. Forehand from Hurkacz in his backhand corner. Backhand Dimitrov is long.
What?
Long and wide, I think.
Wide, but definitely.
It's more wide, yes.
Zero Hurkacz.
I have to say, when I was doing the TV call for Dimitrov against Bergs yesterday, I was wanting him to hit the aggressive backhand far more often than he actually does. Because while I like the slice is at its best when it's a change-up on this kind of surface. you suddenly take the power out of it. And the aggressive backhand is a much bigger shot. Forehand from Hurkacz, leaving the whole court open, but Dimitrov nets his forehand.
Lucky there.
Hurkacz looking up as if to say, I got out of jail on that one.
It's such a horrible feeling. You get a mid-court ball and you hit it, and as you hit it, you see them go the same way you've hit the ball. It's just rush, blood goes up to your head. Oh, no! Just hoping they miss.
And on that occasion, they did. To love Hurkacz. Dimitrov's return is at the feet of Hurkacz. Now, forehand from Dimitrov. Hurkacz with his forehand up the backhand wing. Dimitrov lofts this one. Forehand from Hurkacz. Forehand Dimitrov cross court. Forehand Hurkacz is missed. He was going down the line and he hits Hurkacz. The loose ball away angrily.
Didn't do anything wrong, just missed it. Right shot, he's coming in.
I haven't seen him look this rattled.
He gets a bit frenzied in stressful moments. I think that's part of perhaps what holds him back. You know, other players can deal with that better. They might get angry, but they snap out of it very quickly. He does tend to go on a streak of bad shots.
I mean, Craig Boynton's on full-time duty at the moment, keeping his man calm. Dimitrov, 1-2, serves out wide. Oh, it was a late call.
I think it was
right. I think it was right, yes. Dimitrov not happy, but the umpire, Alison Hughes, is staying in her chair. Second serve. Is kicked to the backhand of Hurkacz. Forehand Dimitrov. Forehand Hurkacz goes cross-court. Dimitrov makes good ground to his forehand. Goes cross-court to the forehand of Hurkacz. Slice from Dimitrov. Forehand Hurkacz. Dimitrov has to move forward to that forehand. Forehand from Hurkacz is hooked wide.
Yeah, and after missing that forehand before, he was a bit passive in that rally. Just a little bit. Just playing the ball safe and still missed it. But you'd rather you just miss it when you're going for it than when you're not. It's actually Hurkacz's 0-7 against top 10 players on clay.
Right.
Which doesn't bode well for the Spanish Kings. They're both in the top 10.
Yes, indeed. So can he lose to himself, though, on that basis?
Pretty much.
Forehand return. And Dimitrov, oh, missed the chance to go down the line. The rally goes on. Forehand from Hurkacz into out. Lofts this one to the slice backhand of Dimitrov. Hurkacz again runs around his backhand. Slice down the line by Dimitrov. Hurkacz with a forehand deep. Slice from Dimitrov. Onto the baseline of Hurkacz. Hurkacz into the net. Throws his racket down.
The ball skidded off the line.
Dimitrov.
It was a bit of a lame throw.
It was. Now, has he ringed a mark? He has, but I thought he'd throw his racket down.
Yeah, he's probably made a mess of that.
He may have made a...
A bit late for the umpire to come down.
Yeah, and she's saying it was good anyway.
I mean, it skidded off the line.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. And we get the advantage of the replays and just caught the back edge.
Do we know if the electronic replays that we can see, are they to the same accuracy as you use? Because if they're used for line judges, line calls, they have to be to the 300th of a...
Within 3 millimetres.
Within 3 millimetres, yes.
Yeah, that's the same. It's Hawkeye in the background, basically.
So it's basically, it's the same accuracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That could have been out. That was very close.
That's what I was hinting at, yes. Yes. What's interesting is they only show it if it backs up what the umpire has said. Backhand return from Dimitrov. Forehand from Hurkacz is onto the sideline. Forehand Dimitrov. Forehand Hurkacz. Dimitrov with a slice. Pushing Hurkacz back. Who goes into out. The slice backhand of Dimitrov. Hurkacz again runs around his backhand. He's not doing anything with these forehands, though. Forehand from Hurkacz. The backhand of Dimitrov. Again, slice from Dimitrov. Dimitrov happy to slice. He slices again. And that's long, though. Floats long.
I mean, who wants it? Who wants this tiebreak? Neither of them. They're just pushing it around.
They are.
I think Dimitrov is waiting for Hurkacz to miss.
Yes, I think he is.
Definitely Hurkacz was.
Well, and the thing is, Hurkacz is missing a fair bit.
Yeah. Yeah, from Dimitrov's point of view, I think it's the right play. He doesn't need to force it. But Hurkacz has got a big game and he's not using it. And I wonder, I like thinking about this, whether Hurkacz naturally, inside himself, is a defensive player. Like, even though he's a big guy with a huge serve, does he really not like to miss?
So he's a counterpuncher, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Right. I think there are quite a few. Like, Marin Cilic was always someone like that for me.
Yeah.
It was a huge game, didn't use it enough.
Not when he beat Federer and Nishikori
That was the only time that he really unleashed and started smashing everything. Most of the time, he was just being a little bit on the defensive side.
Yeah, no, I... That's a good analysis of Marin Cilic.
And you, it makes you so frustrated because you think you've got the game, use it.
So, Hubert Hurkacz, 3-all, first set tiebreak. Serves out wide, 410 is chipped, backhand for Hurkacz. 400 Dimitrov up the backhand wing. Hurkacz with a two-hander, forehand Dimitrov. Forehand wing, forehand from Hurkacz. A drop shot from Dimitrov. Hurkacz will get there. Dimitrov will go cross court and makes it.
I mean, you're asking about his volleys. He wasn't very happy there. He was just sort of all at sea in terms of his positioning.
I think that was his footwork.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It wasn't the actual stroke, but it was getting ready for it. He was totally wrong-footed.
He was wrong-footed, yeah.
But he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready for it. The racket was going to go again.
Yes, you do feel like there's... it's like watching a pressure cooker and saying, I hope the lid is actually firmly secured.
Maybe slightly an inferiority complex. You know, he just doesn't think he can do it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. It's distinctly possible. Dimitrov serves into the body, down the line from Hurkacz, cross-court Dimitrov, forehand from Hurkacz, who comes into the net, plays a volley into the net, and the racket goes into the ground again.
Dimitrov.
The crowd. I mean, you
can't win with this crowd.
You don't want to get the crowd on your back, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with bouncing a racket or anything, but he played that point a bit better in terms of a bit more aggression, but the volley was bottom of the net.
It was.
Not a difficult volley either.
I mean... I don't know. I've seen him play some gorgeous volleys.
Yeah, and some great tennis.
And that was a good move forward. Dimitrov, 5-3. Serves into the body, back and return. Sits up for Dimitrov. No, doesn't go over the net. Dimitrov was storming into the net. Well, you pointed out the trend from their head-to-head, and it is continuing.
I mean, a head-to-head record's not always vital, but in this case,
well,
there's
it
clearly
is.
Something there.
Yes, exactly. When you've had a certain number of matches, so you can actually form a picture of whose game matches up well against someone else's, then it does make a difference.
Huge.
As Hurkacz serves, deep return from Dimitrov. Now a slice from Dimitrov at the middle of the court. Forehand Hurkacz. Dimitrov cross court to the forehand of Hurkacz. Half volley from Hurkacz. Dimitrov's there with his slice backhand. Forehand Hurkacz. Dimitrov cross court. Forehand Hurkacz. Dimitrov will slice into the net.
That was a terrible shot.
He's
been some awful tennis
well.
In this tiebreak.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're both probably a bit tired as well. I mean, they played yesterday. Dimitrov's played, I think they played every day for last 4 days.
Or were ready to play.
Yeah.
Whether they got on
getting
or not.
Getting ready, not sure.
Yeah.
It's very tentative from both.
Yes. Hurkacz came out yesterday, dropped a set against Chapovalov. And Dimitrov came out and dropped a set against Bergs. So an ace out wide by Hubert Hurkacz. So he saved the two set points on his own serve. Now, can Dimitrov hold serve to take the first set? 6-5, the Bulgarian, in this Lacoste Roland Garros 2024 outfit.
Quite nice.
He's got the green shirt with the two white stripes, whereas most of the players have been wearing white shirts with the two green stripes. Royal blue shorts, white socks, blue shoes. Dimitrov at set point, serves down the centre, forehand return. Forehand from Dimitrov into out, backhand from Hurkacz. Forehand Dimitrov cross court, forehand from Hurkacz. Dimitrov moves to his forehand and goes cross court. Half volley from Hurkacz, the backhand of Dimitrov. Down the line by Hurkacz, forehand by Dimitrov. Hurkacz down the line into the net. And Dimitrov holds. And Hurkacz missed a chance to come in then.
Yeah, on the backhand.
Yes.
He half thought about
yes,
it, you can see, but he's been burned a couple of times in this tiebreak. He just didn't trust himself. He gave that away, Hurkacz, I would say.
Well, 1 hour for the first set. My feeling is, if that's any indication, this is a five-hour match.
Well, Hurkacz sitting at the change of ends, he's taking his shirt off, and he's sitting with his head in his towel. Probably wants to shout his head off, but he's not that kind of person.
No, he reminds me about Rublev, because Rublev lost to Altaldi on this court 2 days ago.
Rublev's not afraid to just let it go.
He's not, no. Although he was actually very forthright after.
Yes, absolutely.
He said it's the worst he's ever behaved on a tennis court.
Yeah.
So I mean, he was embarrassed.
It was a bit disturbing watching. I mean, I don't mind watching someone throw the racket and lose their temper, but he looked in real distress, you know, when he was doing it. So he was really shaking, and it was almost as if he's having a slight, you know, breakdown in many ways. So it was good to see him be very honest. He was embarrassed afterwards, and I'm sure he'll try hard to improve in the future.
We've had a question from Martina, who says, earlier today there was a conversation about the different Grand Slam radio services. Do you know if there will be a radio coverage for the Olympic Games tournament?
I don't think so, but no. I do know there's going to be a podcast.
Really?
Yeah, with Chris Clary is involved.
Okay.
The ITF are running some podcasts, and a French